Good morning to you, Lieutenant.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you, sir?
I am good, and Lloyd Jackson's with us. You've probably run into Lloyd from time to time with him covering business and news. No northbound or southbound traffic will be allowed on Woodward Avenue beginning at Park and Witherell. Motorists may cross Woodward at John R., Clifford, Grand River, State, and Gratiot. All streets south of Fort and west of Woodward will be closed. All streets south of Congress and east of Woodward will be closed. Beginning at 6 p.m., freeways will begin to close. And I suspect it'll be freeway duty that your state troopers will be helping with, along with other work.
So, yes, we'll be handling the freeway closures at around 6. We'll also are responsible for Belle Isle, of course. We've been out there for about 9 years now. In fact, I was fortunate enough to be one of the first commanders when we took over law enforcement duties on Belle Isle. So we got a pretty decent game plan down there that we kind of tweak every year. But our goal is to get everybody on the island safely, enjoy the fireworks, and get everybody off. Usually we have the island empty. Our goal is an hour after the last firework. We usually run about an hour, 15 minutes, kind of depending on how fast people pack up their stuff and get going off the island. But usually about an hour, we're pretty much done out
and
there.
And that's pretty doggone good.
That's excellent. I mean, that's there's nobody that can beat that time. I'm very proud of the work that the men and women of the Michigan State Police do on Belle Isle. We've had zero critical incidents on the island during the fireworks. We have one rule: have a good time, but don't let your good time interfere with somebody else's good time. As long as you follow those words of advice, you can come out there and see the fireworks extremely safely and get back home in a reasonable amount of time.
You know, Michael, that's a great way to put it. Listen, we want you to have a good time, but let's face it, if your good time is at the expense of someone else's good time, that's not fair.
Exactly, and that's all we try to enforce. I mean, there's rules that have been on Belle Isle for 30, 40, 50 years, and when we kind of became the law enforcement on the island, we took those same rules. We didn't change them. We just enforced them. So, you know, the parking, you can only have 3,000 cars out there because there's only parking for 3,000 cars. If you're parked on the grass, you know, we're going to tow your car to a place on the island. We can come pick it up so it's not stolen. It's just not properly parked, and it's going to be in a certain spot, you know, and we want to be able to, if something should happen, God forbid, we need to get those emergency services to an area. You know, we do have medical emergencies that happen every year from,
sure,
you know, somebody falling down or somebody getting sick, and, you know, we got to get those EMS services to them and them troopers, and that's why we have guys on bikes, guys and gals on bikes now that can ride through some of the traffic out there. We have our bomb squad out there. Our Marine services will be in the river. Our aviation will be overhead. So we've got this down pretty good.
Yes, you do, and we thank you in advance for that. Lloyd, any questions?
Well, my question is, you know, Lieutenant Shaw, you know, people are trickling in to Hart Plaza or trickling into Belle Isle as they're getting ready for the fireworks or coming in at different times. But when it's over, it's a mass of people leaving all at once.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have that under control as far as getting that mass of people off the island.
So we work very closely with the Detroit Police Department to make sure that our traffic plan doesn't interfere with theirs. So you'll notice when you're on Belle Isle, when you're exiting off the MacArthur Bridge, you're not allowed to go left and back into downtown and kind of confuse yourself with the traffic that's leaving there. So you can either go straight off the island or you got to make that right turn to catch one of the freeways that way. So we work very closely with Detroit and make sure that we don't cause them any problems and they don't cause us any problems and get those folks off. But we just remind people that there's no – the island is closed at the last firework. So we just remind people as we go through, hey, you know, you got to pack up, make sure you put your charcoal in the controlled spots that they have around the island. And the faster you pack up and get out, the faster we'll get you off the island.